on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 3, the Labour leader says the Prime Minister has spectacularly mishandled the EU summit negotiations. Last night, David Cameron used his veto on a deal designed to save the euro. The PM said it wasn't in the interests of Britain. But the Labour leader, Ed Miliband, says the UK will now be excluded from key economic decisions.
Really what he's done is he's spent many months not really promoting the national interest, but more interested in dealing with the splits in his own party. That has served Britain very badly, and I really fear the consequences this will have for our country.
26 out of the 27 EU countries have pledged to try to reach a deal, but in the last few minutes, David Cameron's again insisted it was not right for the UK.
You've never seen Britain actually say no to a European treaty before. That's what's changed. There was a treaty on the table. It didn't adequately protect Britain's interests. Instead of going along with it, I said no to it.
In other news, an ex-police inspector has killed his wife and child in Leicestershire. Toby Day, who'd recently lost his job, attacked his wife Samantha and his seven-year-old daughter Genevieve before taking his own life. His two teenage children are in hospital with serious injuries. A widow has been fined £300 for stealing flowers from a child's grave. The 71-year-old pleaded guilty to taking four flower pots in Rippleside Cemetery in Barking last month. She was reported to police by her own daughter. It's predicted the storms that struck yesterday could cost the Scottish economy around £100 million. Analysts from PricewaterhouseCoopers blame a drop in both revenue and productivity. They say the lost revenue caused by winter weather could push already struggling businesses over the edge. Around 50,000 homes are still without power. And archaeologists say they've uncovered one of the most significant Bronze Age sites ever found in Britain. Wooden boats, spears, swords and clothing have all been unearthed in the East Anglian Fens. That's the latest. I'm Barry Weir.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's one lane closed and slow traffic on the A127 London bound in Basildon between the Navenden Interchange and Billericay because of a burst water main and flooding. On the M11, there's one lane blocked and queuing traffic northbound between Junction 8A, the A20 Stansted Airport, and Junction 9, the A11 Saffron Walden, because of an overturned vehicle. Here in Brentwood, the Ongar Road is busy but moving southbound at the A10-23 High Street Junction, and on Worley Hill, that's also busy but moving northbound around the Myrtle Road Junction. Don't forget narrow lanes and the speed restriction of 50 miles per hour in both directions on the M25 between Junction 29 and 30. Major roadworks on the A130 Sadler's Farm roundabout in South Benfleet at the A13 Junction. Noak Hill has got roadworks on it between the Wash Road Junction and the St Agnes Road Junction in Billericay, and Wash Road is closed in both directions between the Lower Road Junction and the Prospect Way Junction because of bridge maintenance work. Fairfield Rise in Billericay is closed at the Tyne Common Road Junction, and Oakhurst Drive in Wickford is closed at the Navenden Road Junction because of roadworks. Diversions are in operation for both. Severe delays on the Central Line westbound due to passenger illness at Bethnal Green. Tickets being accepted on local bus routes.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Don't forget that joining me very shortly in the studio is Mike Townsend. He's from BBG Auto Centre, a very local auto centre indeed. And he's going to be chatting to me here on Drive about winter car care. So stay tuned for that. Even if you think you know everything about cars, you might learn something you didn't.
What is that? Is that jazz? 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 Is that jazz?
Let's go!
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
From drama to comedy to modern musicals.
You can experience all of this right on your doorstep at Brentwood Theatre. Call 01277 200 305 or visit brentwood-theatre.org. Brentwood Theatre, a great...
Looking for somewhere to go with the family? Why not visit Brentwood Town Football Club and experience a great day out that all will enjoy? With the Blues performing well on the pitch this season, this really is the time to get involved with your local team. Try one of Brentwood FC's famous hot dogs, experience the thrill of a home win, and then chill out in the family bar. For fixtures and ticket prices, visit www.brentwoodtownfc.co.uk and support your local team.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Right, some things for you to look forward to in January. On Sunday the 15th at 6pm, there's going to be a Songs of Praise carol service organised by St Edmund and St Mary Church in Ingatestone. It's a service of the 10 favourite hymns as voted for by the church's congregation, followed by mince pies and sausage rolls. It's £1 for each carol voted for. Proceeds go towards the upkeep of the church. Contact Teresa on 07540 801 029, or have a look at our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events, for more.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6 o'clock. I'm going to bring you some music from Ed Sheeran, and then I will be speaking to Mike Townsend about winter car care and what you should do if you break down.
I'm going to pick up the pieces and build a Lego house. Things go wrong, we can knock it down. My three words have two meanings, but there's one thing on my mind. It's all for you. And it's dark in a cold December, but I got you to keep me warm. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on. Now I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. Now you by numbers and colour you in. If things go right, we can frame it and put you on a wall. And it's so hard to say it, but I've been it before. Now I'll surrender up my heart and swap it for yours. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. Don't hold me down. I think the braces are breaking, and it's more than I can take. And it's dark in the cold December, but I got you to give me warm. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on. Now I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight,
touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I will love you better now.
And that was Ed Sheeran. And you're listening to Gabby here on Drive on Phoenix 98 FM. Joining me in the studio now is Mike Townsend. Hello, Mike.
Hi there.
That's good. Your microphone's working. That's very handy for me. And you're from BBG Auto Services, aren't you?
Yes, probably better known in this area as Weald Park Garage, which is at the back of the BP station in the Ongar Road.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. That's I met you. I've told my listeners where I met you. I haven't told them today, so if I've got any new listeners today. But I met you outside the petrol station, didn't I?
That's absolutely right.
Yeah. And I bet you wondered. I said to my listeners the other day, I said, I bet Mike wondered what I was going to say, you know, because I turned around to say something and you're probably thinking, what on earth is she going to say? I've only handed her a leaflet, for goodness sakes. Some people get very, very funny about when you hand them leaflets. They don't like it at all.
That's absolutely right.
I know, but I really appreciated your leaflet. I appreciate anything that's to do with the car because I feel a bit lost when it comes to cars. I'd love to know more about them. And in fact, I haven't even, the only part of my handbook I've ever read is two parts. Tire, where I can find how much air to put in my tires, and the other thing is I've looked on it to check where the spare tire is as well, to find it, because I couldn't find that.
But would you know how to change the wheel if you had to?
Now, I actually would.
Ah.
I'm pleased to say it's happened to me before. I was with a man at the time though, and I do actually think I would need help, and I'll tell you for why. Because I would not trust myself as strong enough to either undo the bolt or do it back up again.
That's absolutely right. What a lot of people get caught out with is not having a telescopic wheel wrench to basically handle that. And sometimes when wheels are put on with a pneumatic drill, the torque that is applied can be over-torqued, and therefore you may sometimes have trouble undoing that. And so if you have a telescopic wheel wrench, that will compensate for when the wheel nut maybe gets stuck, or it just basically is a little bit corroded on there, or dirt gets in the thread, etc., which will make it difficult to undo. So that's a little tip. One of the things I was going to mention. So you're already ahead of me there, Gabby.
I do apologise. I brought out one of your questions already. So I was going to... my listeners know that we're here to talk about, in particular, winter car care. So what can you do as a car owner or as a vehicle owner, because perhaps we've got some van drivers listening, you know, what can you do to try and protect your car for the winter, try and set it all up for the winter?
Well, there are a number of simple things you can do, and they may seem fairly obvious, but a lot of people do tend to either always mean to get around to it and never do, or just basically don't know of them. I mean, probably the most key thing is to make sure your antifreeze is correct, because your coolant level really needs to be checked regularly, and you really need to make sure that the mixture of the antifreeze is correct, and your local garage can do that, we can do that, or any garage can do that, and in winter you should be looking at a 50-50 mix of water to ethane glycol antifreeze, and you know that's very, very important, especially if you leave your car out overnight and there's a wind that gets in the front of it, and temperature drops very low, because you can get called out with the radiator freeze in, or the engine in the water in the engine freezing, causing you to, you know, do a lot of damage to the engine. So yeah, that's the first and most important thing, I think.
I'm going to stop you already. I want to know what damage does that do?
Oh, it can blow the engine completely. It can do serious damage because
I know the signs. I think your engine normally starts steaming if that will be the first thing to happen. So the best, if that does happen, I'm speaking about for those people that does happen to, should they then just stop their car immediately?
Absolutely immediately. If that happens, probably the water pump has seized up or has frozen up, and the water's not circulating. If the water's not circulating, it's not cooling.
Yeah.
If it's not cooling, then then the engine will overheat.
And if it's got to, and if your engine's overheated and it's not happened for too long, i.e., you know, you've noticed it steaming, you've pulled over straight away, how much damage have you actually done to the engine? Is it, say, you know, is it repairable?
It really depends. The worst case condition, if you overheat an engine too much, then you'll cause the engine to warp, the head warp, the you know, that can do serious damage to it. You may need to have a new head on there, or you may need to have other parts changed. You can do serious damage to an engine if it starts to seize up.
Okay.
And so therefore the best thing to do is, if ever any of the lights come on or ever you see steam coming from under the bonnet, then basically pull over at the earliest opportunity
and seek so the sooner you pull over, the less damage you're likely
absolutely
to do.
Absolutely. Don't ever really drive when you think there's an issue, because you can do some serious damage.
Yeah, and that's the first sign, you say.
Correct. I mean, modern cars do have a number of fail safes in them, but if you've got an older vehicle, you might not, and obviously you can do a lot of damage.
Okay, thank you for telling me that.
So be careful.
Yes.
Make sure your antifreeze is the right mixture.
While we're on the subject of antifreeze, you need to make sure that you haven't got any leaks, because not only is it dangerous to the engine, but it's also dangerous to dogs and cats. It's poisonous, antifreeze.
Well, the other thing about antifreeze, if the mixture is a little bit too strong, or when the mixture is strengthened up, you can get leaks on hoses and bits and pieces around the engine if they're not in pristine condition.
So when you buy antifreeze from, say, your local garage, you shouldn't be putting it neat into the...
Well, you shouldn't be putting it neat. You should be looking to do the 50-50 mixture.
Right.
I'm making a funny face now
because guilty. No, I'm glad I've learned. I only put a small amount.
Small amounts should be fine.
Because I was paranoid that it didn't have antifreeze in it. But I'll remember that for the future. I'm glad you've told me that. I've always wondered if you're just meant to put it in neat, but you're not.
No, you shouldn't put it in neat.
Right, okay, I've learnt my lesson 50-50. I hope you've all learnt your lesson too, if you didn't know that. Okay, what's next?
Well, probably the most important thing after that is to make sure your battery is in tip-top condition, because the most common cause of winter breakdowns is with the battery.
If
the battery doesn't start, or basically it just gives out one morning when you can't start it. And It's amazing how many people just get caught out with that. All of a sudden, one cold morning comes along and the vehicle just won't start. One of the little tips is, if you're turning the engine over and it's not starting, leave it for about 20-30 seconds between turning over, and that gives the battery a chance to recover itself. Whereas if you keep turning it over time after time, that will knock the battery out a lot quicker than if
you're probably gonna
turned
make
it over.
Flatter, aren't you?
Well, it gives the battery, you'll have a chance to recover. I mean, it takes a lot out of, in some vehicles, it varies on vehicle, but in some vehicles, when you turn it over, it takes a lot of power out of the battery. There's a lot of power drained from the system to start the vehicle. So if you give it a few seconds, say 20-30 seconds to recoup between turning it over, that helps tremendously.
Yeah.
All right, just another little tip where you get caught out.
Yeah, it happens every year. It happens with my dad's scooter. So what he's now started to do is he now brings his scooter inside his house for the winter. I'm not joking. The scooter sits inside the house because that's how cold batteries get.
I've got to say...
There you go. It just goes to show. And that's a modern scooter as well, a modern battery. And I think he has it changed very regularly as well.
Well, that's the best thing. I mean, so a battery shouldn't last.
If you're not running
the
car every, what would you say, every day?
No. The car's fine. But if your battery's over 5 years old, then you're living on borrowed time, definitely.
Really?
That's for sure.
Oh, okay.
So if your battery's over 5 years old,
How are you going to know?
Well, you can take it into a garage and it'll check it for you.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we're currently running a winter check that we do for people, and we'll check 25 key items of the vehicle for you free of charge at this point in time, just to make sure people's vehicles are ready. I mean, we have a lot of repeat custom local customers that come back to us time after time, and one of the things we try and do is look after those customers, make sure their vehicles are right, because if they end up with a big bill, they're not happy. So if we can avoid that big bill in some way by taking preventative action earlier, that helps them, and we kind of think it, you know, makes them feel happier about the way we treat them as a customer.
Yeah, Brilliant. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad I've got a nice auto man sitting in front of me then, Mike.
Most auto guys.
Because I've been ripped off before as well, because I'm a woman. I was ripped off when I used to live in Scotland.
Oh, dear.
I know I was ripped off. They thought I didn't know anything because I was a woman. And I was living up there on my own as well. How could they? I think they thought I was a rich Essex lass. Sadly, we all get tarred with the rich Essex brush, and we're not all rich in Essex, you know. Not at all. So what's next? So we've done antifreeze and we've done the battery.
Well, probably the next most important thing, they're all important, believe it or not, but basically to make sure your tyres are in good condition. I mean, the legal requirement to have tread on tyres is 1.6 millimetres, but I would never let a tyre get down that low. I mean, 2 millimetres is dangerous. I would really not go below 3, personally, because it seriously affects the grip that you get on the tyre.
What is a tyre's depth when it's grip depth when it's brand new? Then?
Brand new, it's more than that. It's about 10.
What?
Depends on. It depends.
It's about 10 millimetres.
No, it's less than that. Sorry, it depends on the tyre, basically.
Yeah.
But you can tell. The thing to do is look for take a coin, and the edge of the coin. If the edge of the coin goes in and you lose the edge of the coin, then you're really below the limit. If you lose a little mark, that's a good tip.
Yeah.
But it depends on the tyre and the type of tyre. But you know. I mean, it can be 10 on trucks, but, you know, it depends on whatever, you know. It really depends on the type of vehicle you got and the type of tyre you got on there.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Brilliant. And how much, talk about the air.
The other most important thing about tyres.
That's my biggest paranoia.
Is, well, believe it or not, that's probably very, very key, because whether or not you realise it, a tyre can lose a pound of pressure for every 10 degrees drop in Fahrenheit. So if the temperature goes down considerably overnight, your tyre pressures will go down as well, simply because of that.
I said that because the lady that was on my that was on before me, Mike, Michelle Ward, our presenter here that does Eat My Lunch, had a little chat with her before the start of my show and said that you were coming on to Michelle's listeners as well. And I did say to her that one of my questions for you was going to be, if in the winter, because it's cold and everything reduces in size when it's cold, whereas everything expands with heat, so I was thinking, does tyre pressure go down when it's cold? And I think you're basically saying, yeah.
It does, yeah. Yes. Yeah, it does. There's no question about that. You, as I say, you lose a pound of pressure for every 10 degrees Fahrenheit the temperature drops. So, you know, the best thing to do in winter is just maybe put a pound or two above what you would normally put in the summer.
Yeah.
And that will help you get better grip. I mean,
what do you mean a pound or two? Do you mean like...
Well, if you're normally at 22 PSI on the front, put 24, maybe 25 in, just to give you a couple of pounds.
Right.
You know, so that if the temperature drops, you've gained some of that back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the best thing to do, because the grip of a tyre is very, very important. You know, no matter what car you got, you know, you could have a Rolls Royce or a Aston Martin DB6 or whatever. Whatever car you got, the only contact you got on the road is those four bits of rubber. So therefore, it's very important.
Does tyre pressure, if keeping tyre pressure up at its optimal level, does that make your car safer?
Oh, yes, definitely.
So about people that drive around with, and I see people and I know that their tyres need air. Yeah, well, is that dangerous? What's likely to happen?
It is dangerous for a number of reasons. One, you'll lose grip. Okay? And if you lose grip when you're speeding or when you're travelling at speed and you brake, your braking distance will be longer.
Right.
So you get less grip on the road and therefore a longer braking distance. So you can be putting yourself at risk of having an accident, or you can maybe put yourself at risk of doing somebody else some damage, simply because the grip that you get with a tyre isn't as good as it should be.
Right, okay. I'm glad I'm as paranoid as I am about my tyre pressure. I top mine up, well, I check mine about every 2 months. Is that quite good?
That's
is that excessive?
I would say that's
I bet you say it is excessive.
I think that's very good. I think you're probably better than most people.
I get so paranoid.
I think most people don't check the tire pressures often enough, and it's always good to have a good tire gauge so that you know what pressure you should have in your tires. And most cars, you know, will be different. If the front wheel drive, the pressures on the front is different to the pressure on the back, because the front of the driving wheels and the weight is over the engine. So from that perspective, it's good to have, you know, good tire pressures. That's one of the best things you can do, because
save,
as I said earlier,
petrol as well.
Well, you save petrol. Two, you get better grip. And two, you get longer tyre life. It'll make a big difference in the tyre life.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. Oh, that's good to know as well. So you're not just saving money on petrol, you save money on your tyres because they'll last you longer. And then what else? Have we got anything else on winter car care?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We should always make sure that the windscreen is nice and clear and you've got no dazzle there from the sun. You always keep a pair of sunglasses in the car this time of the year, because when the sun's out, it's very low and you have to be very, very careful that you don't get blinded by it. But having a good clear windscreen is, and a good set of wiper blades as well, is very, very key. I'll touch on maybe driving in the rain a little bit later, but making sure that you've got a good clear windscreen and good mixture of screen wash in your vehicle at this time of year, because if you get that mixture right, then you won't have any freezing of the water jets. Most cars now are coming to have heated jets, but there's still, you know, quite a few cars on the roads that haven't. So that's another thing. Make sure your screen is clean and your screen wash is the right mixture and is topped up.
So should you put antifreeze in your screen wash, or
don't. You can buy a screen wash. In most garages, there's a screen wash that you put in and you mix that with water.
So it's like a non-antifreeze screen wash.
Proper fluid. Don't use washing up liquid. That's not a thing to do, because you'll get smears on the screen and that's not good at all. Just go into a garage and pay a couple of pounds for a screen wash, and that's the best thing to do.
Yeah, no, real screen wash, because I've used both and it is so much better.
Well, it does make a difference. And once you've bought it...
Cars are dirtier than dishes.
I mean, also, you know, another thing about winter driving is not only being able to see, but also being seen. If you keep your car clean, that helps as well. Keep your headlights clean. I mean, a little tip to keep the headlights clean during the winter is, if you take, as you know, a new bit of car polish, as you would polish a car, and you put car polish on headlights and polish up the headlights, and then buff that off,
they stay
and then
clean
do
and
that twice. Do that twice to the headlights. That'll make a tremendous difference to the water and spray and everything else that goes on the headlights, and keep your headlights in a clearer condition for a lot longer. Mm. And if you do that, you know, a few times during the winter, that will help to make sure that your visibility is good to other road users.
Right, fantastic. What's next?
Well, basically, they're the key drivers. That's most of the thing. Really, you need to make sure that your door locks and seals are good so that you can get in the car. I mean, a few times you can get caught out with that.
You've caught me with a question. This is something I've always wondered. When you're defrosting your car, defrosting your car literally in the mornings, and you've got a frosted up door, what should you do?
Oh, well, that's... The last thing you should do is put boiling water on it.
I've seen people do that.
No, last thing you should do is put boiling water. The issue with boiling water is the difference. The coefficient of expansion is so great with boiling water, from the freezing to the boiling, that you can do damage. So therefore, the best thing to do is just put lukewarm water on it.
Lukewarm's okay. Yeah.
Lukewarm is fine.
Okay, yeah. That's so good.
Just take the coldness off of it. Just so that when you apply that, that will bit of little lukewarm water will make the difference. I mean, my wife has actually got a vehicle. I won't mention which one because that's unfair, but her power mirrors...
It's a Ferrari.
Her power mirrors get frozen this time of the year. And she knows now to have a little cup of lukewarm water out there, and she goes and pours it on the side of the mirror by the mechanism, and the window and the mirror comes back in the right position. So
yeah,
it's just one of those little tricks. It's, we can't fix it. I've tried a few times, and she says to me, "Why can't you fix this for me?" And I said, "I will one day." It's one of those things. It's like, you know, physician heal thyself. You never get around to doing the things that are important.
Yeah,
but at least I've told her how to fix it.
that's not helping the situation, is it, Mike? You need to do it this weekend.
All right, I'm on air now, so I've got no choice.
So yeah, you've promised to the whole community of Brentwood. So what should someone do if they break down?
Well, that's another thing. I mean, you should really basically prepare for a breakdown. I mean, let me give you an example. I myself, we were going out on last Saturday night, and we didn't break down, but we got stuck on the A12 for 3.5 hours because there was a fatality on that road.
My friend did as well.
Yeah, and basically it was a time of night when the temperature started to drop, and apart from the steady stream of people that were going into the bushes, because after a while you...
My friend said that she wasn't allowed to do that. That she wasn't at, she must have been a lot closer to the incident than you were, and she wasn't allowed to do that, so she had to resort to in her car. Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
Dear.
I know. It's bad,
well,
isn't it?
There was
but
a steady stream.
Oh, really? Yeah. So where you were, they were letting you out to go to the bushes. Oh, that's
well,
a relief.
We were so far back, I think. We were about 3 miles from the actual accident.
Okay, yeah, I think she was a lot closer.
If you're a lot closer, then
because it was a crime scene, you see, so they wouldn't let people out.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. That aside.
Well, there. The point I was going to make is we got stuck.
Blankets. Is that what you're going
to
say?
No, I was very lucky in that I happened to have a pair of gloves and a hat in the car, and although it was funny, I'm sitting there in the car with a pair of gloves and a hat on. And believe
calm.
You me, it kept me warm. It
oh,
did
good.
Work.
Oh,
so,
good.
You know, it's a silly little thing, but you really need to to prepare for things like this.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. I've always got a blanket in my car.
Yep. Well, that's one of the important things. There are a number of things, emergency equipment, basically. You really just need to make sure that you have something, maybe to drink, maybe cake, maybe just as a kit that you could keep in your car is maybe a bottle of water, or maybe even a couple of bottles of water, because you never know how long you're going to be stuck there. I mean, 3.5 hours isn't long, but it's not the accident that you cause or the accident you're in. It may be that there's an accident up the road that you're stuck in, and nowadays when you're on a motorway you can't get off. You are going to sit there, and it does take time. So, you know, if you got things like a bottle of water,
something to eat.
Something sugary. Something like chocolate or something like that. Yeah, that's always good for you. Trust me, because of the sugar content.
Mike, I can't believe it. You know what I do for a living. Something sugary. Something sugary, but that also has protein as well. Because you don't want your blood sugar levels to suddenly go up and then suddenly go down. Because they'll feel even worse when they've gone down. Yes. I know, I've always got some dried fruit and a protein shake in my car. There you go.
Ah, good. Always
just for emergencies.
This time of year, always take a blanket. Always make sure if you got one, keep a first aid kit in the car. I mean, they're fairly cheap to buy now, and you never know when you're going to need that plaster or that bandage. So that's very very key, and also it doesn't hurt to have a mini fire extinguisher in the car. And once you put this kit together,
that's true. Actually, I would never have thought about that, but yeah, I mean, what happens at bad car accidents? There are fires. Always. Well, not always. That's a bit of an exaggeration. But it's a, you know, we've got petrol. It's flammable. It's quite dangerous.
Well, there are auto fires. I mean, it's not unheard of for cars to, you know,
catch fire.
There's a lot of electrics on a car these days, and
sparks.
Sometimes, you know, things happen, you know.
Now, I've got a question for you, Mike.
Oh.
Someone in our chat room has said, back flushing the cooling system, what pressure should be used? I presume they're back flushing the cooling system. and they say, what pressure should be used? Has this thrown you?
Yeah, it's thrown me. That,
it's because of the way the question... It's probably because of the way it's worded. I'll say, what do you mean? while I'm saying what do you mean, can you please give out the details, just in case anyone wants to phone you or ask you any questions, or in case someone would like to come down for your free...
winter
get
check.
Prepared for winter check, because it is free, and you know there's no obligation to have to pay for anything. Just going to have it checked, and then you'll be told if it's fine or if there is something wrong. Well, you know, you might want to get that done, but you know it's up to you. But you know it's about your safety at the end of the day. So give out your details, Mike.
Right. Well, the best place to go in Brentwood would be Wild Park Garage, which is 377 along the Onger Road, which is just behind the BP station. So 01 202 0 50, and we'd be happy to book you in for that free winter check.
Okay, thank you so much for coming in, Mike. Don't work too hard over the weekend, but sadly, cars don't choose which days they're going to break down, so who knows what's going to happen.
Thanks
right,
a lot, Gabby.
Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour in both directions on the M25 between junction 29 and 30. Still problems on the M11 northbound between junction 8 and 9 because of an accident earlier on, in case you're heading that way or heading towards Stansted. One lane closed and slow traffic on the A127 London bound in Basildon between the Naverton Interchange and Billericay because of a burst water main and flooding. Onger Road in Brentwood is busy but moving southbound at the A10-23 High Street Junction, and Worley Hill is busy but moving around the Myrtle Road Junction. In Billericay, you'll find roadworks on the A176 Noak Hill Road between the St Agnes Road Junction and the Wash Road Junction. And the Wash Road is closed in both directions between the Lower Road Junction and the Prospect Way Junction. Oakhurst Drive in Wickford is closed at the Navenden Road Junction. And Fairfield Rise in Billericay is closed at the Tyne Common Road Junction because of roadworks. Diversions are in operation for both. And there are major delays on the Central Line westbound due to passenger illness at Bethnal Green. Tickets being accepted on local bus routes.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Radio advertising really does work, and here at Phoenix FM, our sales team are geared to helping you get your message across to your customers. Research shows that people do not switch off or turn over to avoid radio advertising, and so are available to listen to any message that is creative, relevant, and perhaps intriguing. Radio advertising is also one of the most cost-effective ways of promoting your business, and here at Phoenix, we'll guide you to the best value approach for you, whether it's spot advertising or sponsoring a show. Remember, radio is a friend, and it can work for you at surprisingly economical rates. Call Phoenix today on 01277 849931, and let us help you spread the word.
Are your prized possessions protected at home? How would your business be affected if you were broken into and essential equipment stolen? Peak Security Group has over 30 years of security experience, keeping your home and business secure. From CCTV, door entry and gate systems to intruder alarms, we guarantee you will get the right advice for your needs with free double warranty cover. Call us today on 01268 777 232, or visit us at peak-security.co.uk.
Thunder.
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Right, something else for you to look forward to in January on Thursday the 19th at 7:45 p.m. The theatrical Costumer is organised by the Brentwood Museum Society and it will be held at the Gwendolyn Lewis Room in Shenfield Parish Hall, Hutton Road in Shenfield. It's a talk by Anne Harty and it's only £3 to go along. If you need to know more details, have a talk to, I haven't got her name. Well, you'll just have to call this mystery number 01277 212 142 or have a look at our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Phoenix 98 FM.